This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Ayana in Philly. Ayana writes, my daughter is 5 years old and I haven't had a job since she was born. Her father told me that he wants to date other people. Now, if we break up and he moves out, I will have to get a job and make ends meet. Do I try to hold my little family together by letting him date other women, or should I get a job and leave him?
Yeah, you should get a job.
Yeah.
You gonna let a man do what he wanna do because he giving you a check?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
A lot of people.
God can do anything. You don't need him. You need God. Man,
look, right.
You come on now. Let's get some priorities here. You can make it without him. So many people have had to do that. Now, who you can't make it without is God. Man, walk by. You gonna start dating other people? I ain't had no job in 5 years. Get a job.
Yeah.
Man, go move in with your mama. You can do anything.
Taking care of her baby, yeah.
But what we ain't finna do, everybody taking care of their baby.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing is show your daughter. You're going to lead by example with that, too. She don't need a man to.
Don't need to degrade yourself like that.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Trent in Saginaw. Trent says, I helped my female coworker get the air fixed in her car. She told me it was expensive, but she didn't ask for my help. She went to my technician and I paid for half of it. Her sorry boyfriend told me I was foul for what I did. Was I wrong to help?
Yeah. She got a boyfriend. What you in it for?
Coworker.
No, you all out of bounds because he know what you're trying to do. You helped her. Why? What? Tell me what it is men do without a reason.
He wants it.
So
you helped
just
her.
Nice, you're
nice for what?
Just because he's a nice guy. He wasn't just.
She got a boyfriend. He ain't a nice guy. She got a daddy somewhere. He ain't a nice guy.
Okay. All right.
But then the boyfriend talking about you filed for what you did. Now that weak. Man, that's weak right there.
You don't. So wait, you're saying the boyfriend is weak for telling the coworker he was foul? You saying that?
Yeah, he weak too.
And for not stepping up and helping her himself, right?
You knew what your girl's situation was. You didn't step up. He stepped up, did something.
Right.
Now you telling him he foul. He foul for making you look bad?
Okay.
That part,
right.
For sure.
Okay. All right, Trent. All right, moving on to Dorothy in Metairie. Dorothy says, my best friend passed away in 2022 and her husband got remarried in January. It's unsettling to see the new wife wearing my friend's old hats to church and driving around in her old car. I don't like it. Should I talk to the husband about this?
It ain't your business.
Yeah.
Them ain't your hats. That ain't your car. Mm-hmm. It wasn't your car or your hat when your friend had it. Now, I don't know who like wearing dead people's hats. I really
I'm
don't.
I'm telling you. Let's start there.
But I'm not putting on Sister Patterson's hat. I'm just saying that right there. Now, here's the other thing. How old are these people?
Well, her name
who
is
wearing the hat to church?
Uh-huh.
Now, the husband might be saying, you know, I sure want to see you wear that hat. That was hat right there was my favorite hat.
He's sick.
That's how he talks.
When you go to church Sunday, if you would wear it, it would help me out.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Now, when Pearline see you in it now, she gonna want to do something to you. She's going to want to do something to you.
What about the car? What about the old car she's driving? Of his late wife.
Yeah, that's that.
What kind of car?
That's Crown Victoria.
Oh, wow, a Ford.
That's Crown Victoria Ford. Yeah,
he ain't spent no extra money at all.
No. I'm buying you no car. You her car. Do what you inherited. You inherited this hill.
Inherited.
You inherited this hill. Look here.
These is
crushed velour suit seats in here.
Mm-hmm.
Soft paid for. You know, it ain't got no catalytic converter on it, and it can't pass no emission test. But you just drive it to church.
And it burns a lot of gas. Mm-hmm.
Come on back to the house. Everything good.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, no, she should not. Dorothy should not talk to the husband. All right. I think
Dorothy. Oh, yeah, everybody Dorothy in here Rose. Old. Dorothy.
Well, what is Clementine. His name? What's the husband's name?
Clementine.
Clementine? That's the husband's name?
What's the husband? What was Clementine, his late wife's name?
Gertrude.
Dorothy Clementine Gertrude. All right. Moving on to the last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is Chester in New Rochelle. Chester writes, my neighbor swerved to avoid a trash can, and he ended up hitting my fence. He said he's not paying to fix my fence because my trash can should not have been in the street. Is it best to take him to small claims court or beat his blankety blank?
Well, now, that beating his blankety blank might not always work out.
Right.
See, you run down that street if you want to. Don't sound like you're a real fighter. Because already your first mind was small claims court.
Yeah.
That's probably where you need to go. Real fighters don't go to court.
Oh, they settled.
It would have happened already. It would have happened.
Yeah, it's not what you do. You done took time to write the letter, so I was just going to go to small claims court.
How much time has passed?
Your trash can shouldn't have been in the street.
Yeah.
I'd have hit that trash can, though.
Throw it up.
But it would mess up your car, so then you would have sued him?
Yeah.
To he fix hit the car. Fence?
Why won't he pay for
no,
it?
No, but he hit the trash can. It was the guy's trash can. Then he hit the fence.
He swerved and hit the fence.
No, to avoid the trash can. He ended up hitting the fence, yeah.
But let me ask you this. Is the fence owner and the trash can owner the same person?
They the same.
Yeah.
That's why
he told him, if your trash can wasn't in the street, I wouldn't hit your fence.
Right. Gotcha.
Sorry, Junior. I know it's about a fence. I'm sorry.
Oh, I ain't got these problems. I ain't got one.
You out of this conversation, Junior.
I'm good.
It's, no, Junior, fence is the thing that you put in your yard.
He knows what it is.
Some of them made out of wire, some of them made out of wood, some of them made out of a hard plastic. But you get one and you put it in your yard and people can hit it.
Fence, he'd have missed it. You all been fine. Just hit grass.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.